702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Time now for The World View, which is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, let's catch up with you now. It's a complete outrage, isn't it? This Russian attack on a shopping mall. Can you imagine?
The trouble is, we could almost see it coming, couldn't we? That at some stage, yes, there have been apartment blocks hit before, and after all, whole cities have been wiped out and civilians have suffered. But the idea of a missile, rogue or otherwise, was it deliberate? We don't know. But hitting I was going to say civilian target, not a target, just a place where people were going about their business in a relatively quieter part of Ukraine, Kremenchuk, not exactly unaffected by the war with Russia, but still, you know, people were just going about their business, going shopping, going to work. And there hadn't been missile strikes. And then suddenly, out of the blue, a shopping mall with about 1,000 people inside was hit. The death toll at this stage has been put at 18, I think that's right, from overnight. Obviously, there are many more injured and there are more people to be found as well. And this coinciding with the G7 group, lest we forget it was the G8 until Russia was kicked out, essentially. So the G7 group of richest nations meeting. And it again feels like Moscow sends this message. As the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, put it, one of the most brazen terrorist acts in European history. You get where he's coming from with that. It does feel brazen, absolutely.
It's extraordinary, of course, and I think the G20 later on this year at a summit in Germany are considering an invitation to Vladimir Putin. One wonders if that's a Chamberlain-esque peace in our time kind of summit. Well, let's go to Japan now. Energy issues there are reminding me of the Teddy Pendergrass song, Turn Off the Lights.
Yes, turn it all off. The Japanese government urging people for a 3-hour period just to turn off some lights in order to reduce the strain on the electricity networks. Essentially, they were getting close to that 100% capacity. And of course, if you go over 100%, something's got to give. There will be power cuts. It could be seriously bad news. So given there's a heat wave currently, in fact, I think they've seen a record temperature for this time of the year in Japan, pushing over 40 degrees just outside of Tokyo, 35 degrees in the city center. And as a result of that, people have the aircon on, the AC is going all the time, and it puts the strain on. So they were hitting 97% capacity and were just urging people, please turn that stuff off. And they may well have to do it again as well, because the heat wave isn't going away anytime soon. I believe it worked. I believe that some people heated that. But I don't know about you, Bongs, but I just noticed how many people don't turn stuff off, particularly if they're not paying for the electricity. You know, just look at it. Think, why are you just leaving lights and aircon and TVs and you name it on the whole time? I wonder if we're in a climate crisis, energy crisis world. You kind of wonder what's going through people's heads that they can happily walk out of a bathroom leaving the extractor and the light on behind them.
Drive across any city in the world at night and you just see these office buildings deserted and empty, but all the lights are on. Now, I thought we wrote the book on this, Adam, but you've got some examples of your own. Tell me about Britain's fraud epidemic.
Yes, the sequel is based in the UK. This is the amount of fraud that suddenly Britain has experienced. And it's not a pandemic thing, you know, where people are at home and perhaps more likely to be victims or maybe not thinking straight or whatever. This is from the month of April, just gone, when £700 million worth of fraud was committed. So we're talking $1 billion worth of fraud just in April, three times the figure of April last year. Overall, the estimated cost to the UK economy of the current fraud levels is £137 billion a year. And of course, the state of the UK economy, that's often costing people individually because you don't always get their money back. Plus, crucially, a lot of people don't report the scams that are catching them out because they feel stupid or embarrassed or because it's only a piddly amount. What does it matter? Of course, you top that up. 2% of fraudulent crimes are investigated by police in the United Kingdom. Only 2%. But a lot of crimes also are not reported. And it's just that thing of how close we all get. And I can absolutely say for certain I have been targeted by scammers at least 3 times just in the past month. And on one occasion, I don't know, even though this is an extra one, I don't even know if I was a victim, because I got sent by my mobile phone company a message saying I could get an extra special deal. Here's the special code I'll need. Somebody calls me up and says, can you give me the special code? But on the special code message, it says, don't ever reveal this special code. So I thought, well, in that case, I can't tell you the special code. And she laughed and we hung up on each other. I have no idea if that was a fraud or not, but I don't have my special code. I don't have my special deal as a result.
I think you got away with it. I think you got away with it, Adam Gilchrist. We'll have to leave it there for this morning's Worldview.